In Lawrence, Kansas, the owner of the Journal World newspaper has applied ambitious news-gathering approaches to local issues. The media company's efforts have sparked innovation, controversy, and no small amount of envy within the industry. NPR's David Folkenflik has the second of two reports.
So here's the World Company at work. It's got a daily newspaper, the Journal World, a local cable TV channel,
the Lawrence School Board discussed prospective programs during
and, of course, several websites, including one with video games.
We got a tooth and nail battle so far, Dick. What was the play of the half?
That's right. One of the websites goes to the trouble of staging an Xbox version of every University of Kansas men's basketball and football game. Jonathan Dube is managing producer of MSNBC.com and tracks the online news business on his blog called cyberjournalist.net. He says what the World Company does with its websites is wild.
I know papers 10 times the size of the Lawrence paper that probably have a half dozen people at the most who are working on the content.
The World Company has a dozen, with a newspaper circulation of just 20,000. Circulation levels are dropping or stagnating at many papers. Younger readers are disappearing. Many media companies hope to find salvation in a strategy called convergence, presenting the news across different outlets on television, in print, and online. But many companies lost a lot of money in online journalism in the 1990s. They scaled back their ambitions. Not in Lawrence. And Dube says there's a key reason why.
It's a small college town, and this one company owns the newspaper, the website, the television station, and even the broadband pipes. So it's very different from the real world.
One of the World Company's subsidiaries is called Sunflower Broadband. About 50% of Lawrence homes get high-speed internet access through Sunflower. About 80% subscribe to Sunflower Cable. Gene Ramp runs a real estate business in town and takes it all.
I find it very helpful to get one bill every month and to get everything in one place. It's kind of like a one-stop shopping situation for your news and information.
The newspaper provides little news from outside Lawrence and Kansas. The website offers even less. They're relentlessly local, right down to full-bore coverage of Little League games. But some people consider Lawrence the land that antitrust forgot. Tim Miller is one of them.
They run the monopoly newspaper in town, and they run the cable TV operation, which means they mediate everything that people see on TV.
For a while, Miller published a monthly that criticized the Journal World for being too friendly to business interests. He's a professor of religious studies at the University of Kansas. He's also the author of a book about the history of nearby Topeka during the early 1900s.
I was using a lot of local media coverage for my basic information. They had three daily newspapers, a couple of weekly newspapers, all kinds of magazines and broadsheets and things, and I felt like I was really getting a comprehensive picture of what was going on with my topic.
Miller says that's impossible today in Lawrence. There's only one real media force in the city. In fact, if you live in Lawrence, it's hard not to cut a check to the World Company one way or another. David Lewis owns Milton's, a coffee shop downtown.
The Journal World covers the local sports, and I know a lot of kids involved in sports, so I'd like to follow them a little bit. We have the cable radio from Sunflower. We have internet in our office, Sunflower.
So they're kind of everywhere.
Yeah, kind of a monopoly on the media in this town.
The Federal Communications Commission bars anyone from owning a newspaper and a broadcast television station in the same market, though it's granted some exceptions. But that's not what's happening in Lawrence, Kansas. The World Company has a newspaper, but it doesn't own a broadcast station. It owns a cable station. The FCC has no problem with that. The World Company has been starting or snapping up small papers in surrounding counties, but CEO Dolph Simons Jr. says he has plenty of competition.
We have a student paper here in town, 5 days a week, free, good paper. We have Kansas on one side, Topeka on the other, Ottawa and Leavenworth, and they're very active in their solicitation for readers.
The Journal World has held steady at a circulation of just 20,000 for years. A crude rule of thumb in the industry suggests it should have just 20 newsroom employees, but there are 44 full-time journalists working for the newspaper alone. James Gentry is a longtime consultant to media companies and a former journalism dean at the nearby University of Kansas. He says the World Company can invest so much when others have pulled back, because it's still privately owned by the Simons family.
It doesn't have to respond to stockholders or Wall Street. And so they're able to make a commitment to Lawrence, Kansas, and say that the best way for the company to establish or maintain its future is to try to develop these cross-platform initiatives that we've got.
Publicly traded media companies say they're pursuing similar strategies. The Gannett Company owns 102 daily newspapers and 21 television stations including one of each in Phoenix. Leon Levitt is the executive vice president of the Arizona Republic in Phoenix, which is more than 20 times the size of the Journal World. Although Levitt has an online news staff of 20, he says he has to be realistic.
Now we have a mantra, if you will, that is, let's reconcile what's cool with a sustainable business model. There's very little you can't do on the internet. Everything is cool. Doesn't mean it makes sense to do it.
Like its rivals, Gannett shoots for minimum profit margins of 20 to 30% for each of its newspapers. Levitt's website makes double-digit profits. Back in Kansas, the World Company has accepted a profit margin of single percentage points for its newspaper in recent years. Rob Curley is the top news editor in Lawrence. He says sometimes the websites just break even.
We've never been told you have to make this amount of money. We've just been told you can't lose it.
But the World Company isn't going broke. Not by a long shot. Remember those high levels of cable and internet subscribers? They help to offset lower profits on the newspaper and online side. The company now offers telephone service, too. CEO Dolph Simon says he's just looking for new ways to present the news.
I think the whole media business is going to keep on changing. I think newspapers are just part of it. I think there's going to be so much going on. And there's, again, no room for complacency.
Simon's company now podcasts music programs. It's sending text messages about local sports, concerts, and recreational events to cell phones. And it's trying out a new wrinkle, sending video sports clips and news reports directly to wireless Sony PSP video game players. It's yet another way this tiny media empire in Kansas is trying to deliver the news to a younger generation. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Examples of the World Journal's work and the first report in this series can be found at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.